For 7 years, he declined into rebellion. Like some today, he mixed and matched convenient ideas to create his own religion, making a shipwreck of faith, hope, and conscience. In his own words, his delight and habitual practice was wickedness, and he neither feared God nor regarded men. In short, he was a slave to doing wickedness and delighted in sinfulness. After a short stint in the wartime Navy, Newton decided the regimented military life was not for him. He left in search of his father in the belief that his father could secure his release. It proved a futile move, as the deserter was quickly captured. He took a public beating, was stripped of his rank as midshipman, and was placed in shackles. Finally, he managed to get on an Africa-bound freighter. There, in the shadow of the dark continent, John Newton sought to be lost where he could not be found. He could abandon himself to a life of dissolution. Newton took up with a Portuguese slave trader on the island of Plantain, just off Sierra Leone, on the western coast. The man's African wife was hostile to her husband's new friend and forced him to eat scraps from her plate like a dog. His life and fortunes had reached low ebb. Perhaps he remembered a story his mother once read him, something about another rebellious son far from home eating among the pigs. Finally, John Newton was taken aboard a slave ship, where he was quartered with the captain. Then, in March 1748, somewhere in the North Atlantic, grace arrived. The hand of God rescued a shipwrecked soul. If it could happen to Paul on the road to Damascus, it could come to Newton on the voyage to Britannia. In Chapter 6, we'll hear more of his conversion story. 2 years later, Newton was married. But just as the storm seemed over, he began to be troubled by fits and seizures that precluded a life at sea. So he stayed home and worked as a tide surveyor at the docks of Liverpool. With plenty of time on his hands, he began to fill in the great gaps of a childhood that provided little formal education. He studied Greek, Hebrew, and Syriac. He read classic theological works in Latin, English, and French. More and more, he found himself drawn to that old book that brought memories of his mother, the Christian Scriptures. Then the people wanted a pastor. In 1754, he accepted a calling in Olney, where he would serve for 16 years. At the next church, this time in London, he served God and men for 28 years. An aging but contented man, at the age of 72, he marveled that such a wretch should not only be spared and pardoned, but reserved to the honor of preaching the gospel, which he blasphemed and renounced. He preached the gospel until the venerable age of 81. The melody, however, lingers on. The Message. Man and melody each sailed quite a journey. Newton's hymn, of course, has easily...